This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, great idea. You know, I remember in the old days when they had computers that were sensitive to things like perfume. They had to be in sterile rooms and heat and things like that. I think my computer is a throwback. Whenever it gets hot, it doesn't work very well. I keep getting emails from people saying, this email came to me and I don't think it was for me. I don't know what my computer's doing. I guess it's just trying to make sure I don't get bored. Anyway, 855-993-7569. Deborah, welcome to the program. Thank you for calling at the beginning of an hour so I can get right to you. How am I to help you today?
Good afternoon, Cookie. I've always wanted to say that to you.
Well, that's great, yeah.
Yes, I've had two very close family members commit suicide, and so whenever you mention it on the air, my ears perk up. And I've noticed that you use a term called suiciding.
Yeah.
And I was wondering why you use that term.
To be quite honest, it's something that I think came into the vernacular about 3 or 4 years ago, because committing suicide just seemed like a huge use of space and letters and breath and whatever. So the term suiciding really sort of came into a bit of vogue, of the idea being having the same idea without having to use so many extra words or letters. It's the same thing. Yeah. I mean, it's just the idea. I don't know, committing suicide just seemed like a lot of words. I mean, you don't say committing murder. You don't say committing adult. Well, I suppose you do say committing adultery. Maybe we'll have to move that into adulterating or something. I remember the first time I saw it, and I thought, well, that's kind of a strange thing. And then you see it over and over, and I guess it's both your eye and your brain get used to it. And it's just especially on the radio where I'm trying to convey relatively complex thoughts relatively quickly, that saying suiciding, I occasionally say commit suicide because that's just what I grew up with as well in terms of education and sort of the zeitgeist. But I think suiciding has become a little bit more common, just because it just, part of it probably, to be quite honest, Deborah, is it takes a very awful concept, an upsetting, scary, painful concept, and just makes it a little shorter. And there's probably an underlying psychological comfort with short rather than long on it. There's no difference in the meaning.
Yeah. And I'd also like to mention to people who have a friend or relative that is going through this type of grief of a close person who's suicided, that it's a very different kind of grief than a murder or they died of cancer.
Yep.
There's a cloud over it, and it's almost shameful.
Yes.
You know, the people who are left behind feel almost shameful.
Well, they feel somehow responsible, that maybe there's something I could have done. I missed a signal. There's something I could have, which is, let me just tell you a quick story, Deborah. When I was in college, my roommate, the women on either side of me and the women across the hall all had suicided by the time I graduated. And it was a 4-year experience. So there were only 90 women at Rice when I was there. So that's a fairly high percentage if you think about it. And they were all, as I said, my roommate committed suicide actually the night I got married. The woman across the hall and then on either side of me. So as a result, and the master of the college to whom I was very close, he was, because I was president of the college and he was the master, and it was his first year, and obviously it was my first year as being president, or my only year as being president, and so we kind of bonded with each other, and the fact that he was a psychologist undoubtedly influenced part of my career choice, and he was great. And I wrote to him after I found out about Bonnie, and I said, I feel so guilty. And he said something which I've never forgotten, and I will pass it along to you, although I will do it much more gently than he did. He said, his response was essentially, get off of it. It had nothing to do with you. It had to do with her. You know, don't let your ego get involved here. And I've never forgotten that. It was not gentle, and it was not sweet. And I think in retrospect, from my grown-up perspective, I can understand that part of what he was feeling was probably what you and I were feeling, which is, what did I miss here? What could I have done differently? This is something I'm supposed to know about. But that isn't what he said. What he said was, it's not about you. It's about her. And I've really never forgotten that. But let me also say to any, that suicide is ultimately a very angry act. And it often leaves survivors with the sense of exactly what you're talking about, of shame and guilt and responsibility. And that I can understand it intellectually, that there are times where people, if someone had an incurable illness and were feeling great pain, we can understand it. But psychological pain can be just as devastating and just as life-sapping. But you're right, there is an onus attached to it. There is, for the survivors, there's a sense of guilt and shame. And to the extent that people will often not be candid about what happened, they'll say, well, they were hurt, they were very ill, or they were in an accident, or they'll say something other than the reality of they suicided. So there is there's a group. I'm trying to remember exactly what the group's name is that specifically deals with suicide and grieving suicide. But let me also that it is an act that leaves residual pain that may or may not have been intended by the person who suicided. But I guess I would refer back to Dr. Wan's sort of notion and share it with you as well, is that when someone really decides they're out of here, there's very little, if anything, anybody can do. What you can do if you see the warning signs early enough is get them out of harm's way, which basically means hospitalizing them. But that's a short-term solution, and sometimes it's enough, because suicide is often a long-term solution to a short-term problem. So it's the backwards of what we really want to have as problem-solving in our life. But that people who are determined often suicide. So often it becomes successful at it. So I'm sorry for your loss. I'm sorry for their pain. The term between committing suicide and suiciding have no differentiation in my mind, and I think anybody else's. So
right. The one thing is, it's my stepmother suicided first, and then my husband suicided, my father and my children suicided afterwards. And I had already been through the process once and knew logically that it wasn't my fault and that I couldn't have changed it. That didn't keep me from getting that sick feeling in my gut. Like,
so you had your stepmother, your husband, and two of your children suicide?
No, the father of my children, my husband and the father of my children.
Who were different men?
No, they're the same person. I'm just saying I had children.
Oh, you're the father of your children, but your children didn't.
No, they did not. But it makes me nervous. I mean, they've seen both of these incidences happen.
How old are your children?
They're currently 25, 23, and 13.
Do you talk about it with them?
We do. One of them kind of exhibits some irrational thought processes sometimes, and I even actually tried to at one point get him put in a hospital and wasn't able to do so. But the other two, I don't worry about as much as this one particular one.
How old is the one that you're worried about?
25.
He had no. So this is the offspring of his father suicided, is what you're telling me.
That's correct.
Okay. I think you're right. He would be at more of a risk. You said you tried to hospitalize him at some point?
Yes. I tried to do one of those holds where the police pick him up.
Yeah.
Put him in hold. And they wouldn't do it. This was several years ago. I think he's doing better now, but he's still just is very volatile and short-tempered and kind of delusional thinking.
Hang on for a minute. Let's talk about this a little bit, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Righty, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Deborah, whose initial query was, why did I use the term, or was there any difference between using the term committing suicide and suiciding? And I said no, that it was just that somehow it had become a more common phrase. In terms of verbally, it just uses less space, and psychologically, it may shorten the necessity of focusing on a very unhappy concept. And we were talking about her experiences, which is that her stepmother and her husband, who was the father of her children, suicided, and she has some concerns about the son, her son, who's 25. And what have you said to him about his dad? Have you said, look, I saw some of these same symptoms in your dad, or I'm worried about you, or what have you actually? I mean, did he grow up with his dad in the household?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
We were together until just a few weeks before he died. My child actually kind of knew what was going on because he had become very depressed, my husband, and was self-medicating with lots of drugs and alcohol.
Okay.
And had become more and more volatile, which is why I ended up leaving. He struck me in the face and I left. And so he knew where it was leading. And now my son is drinking more than I would like him to.
Okay.
And
How old was your son when his father died?
He was 19.
Okay. So 6 years ago, but at a pretty vulnerable age. What's been the path of... Did your son graduate high school?
He did graduate high school. He has not gone to college. He's living in my house. He has a job, but he is living in my house. He's just living kind of a life as a hippie.
How much rent do you charge him?
I charge him $50 a week, but he usually does pay me $100.
What kind of job does he have?
It's a construction job.
So it's seasonal.
Well, he hasn't been at it that long, so I'm not sure how much it'll slow down. We're in the far south, and so it stays, you know, fairly warm here during the winter.
What does he want for himself?
I think he would like to go to school, but I don't think he's figured it out. He's talked about going into the military twice. That never panned out. He has talked about going back to college. That hasn't panned out.
When you say hasn't panned out, what does that mean?
He hasn't followed through.
What were his grades like in high school?
He's pretty good. He's very, very smart. He just does. He likes to study things that interest him, like things like defined geometry and molecular science. And you know, he reads a lot on the internet. And some of the things I think he's studying are not really. Necessarily the truth because they're on the internet, but he
really
yeah.
True. Okay, so does he have friends?
Not really too many friends. He likes the guys he works with, but because he goes off on these irrational rants about topics that only he finds interesting, he's kind of pushed his friends away, and he's hypersensitive to the way people react. So when he's speaking of things that are unusual for other people, he doesn't understand why they don't get it, and that frustrates him very much.
What if he was tutoring some kid in physics? Would that work?
He has very little patience for that. He doesn't have patience for people.
Okay.
I
share your concern, and I'll tell you why. That one of the ways of understanding depression is it's an anger turned inward, and you can see why suicide then by sort of not, you don't need to go very far to see suicide, excuse me, as a very hostile act. And this kid, I agree with you, I think it's scary that he has a dad who suicided with much of the same kind of behavior of the emotional lability, the self-medication with alcohol, the short temper. My concern, and I know, I mean, one of the options, if he's paying $50 a week for room and board, I mean, there's not a whole lot of places, even in the Deep South, where you can live for $200 a week or $200 a month for room and board. I mean, just not possible. So he's got a lot, even if he's not making very much money and if he's not working very much, he's still got a fair amount of disposable income, which is going to go to drugs and alcohol if you're not careful. So one of the possibilities is saying to him, I'll give you first and last month's rent, let's get you a place. But I don't think that's going to work right now. It's going to further isolate him. But I do think there needs to be some sort of... The word that pops to mind is intervention, and that's not really the word I want. It's some kind of acknowledgement that you're scared silly, that this is, that you've seen, that you're not comparing him to his father per se, but you've seen this behavior, that he's not very happy, that he's very volatile, that he doesn't have very many friends, that he goes off on rants that other people don't understand. And that's bad news. The good news is that there really is help available for that. That you can talk with somebody about it. There's medication available. There is behavior modification available. There's all sorts of things that he can do to... Because my guess is he ain't a happy camper. That kind of rant that is pushing people away is emblematic and symptomatic of what's going on in his head. That my guess, if I had to guess, he sleeps bizarrely. Either that he sleeps when other people are awake, or he paces at the house. And I mean, this is a kid who's not very comfortable in his own skin right now, and where he's got that family history and the role model, that I would be scared if I were his mom as well. So the question is, what do we do about this? And I think the answer is to say to him, I mean, you can say you talked with me, you can say whatever you think will be most effective, of, look, can we go and talk with somebody about this? I'll go with you if you want, go by yourself. I don't think you're crazy. I think you're unhappy, and it scares me because you're unhappy in a way that I've seen before. And it may not be the same because I can't be inside your head, but it's really scary to me. Will you do this as a favor to me? Will you do it? Because my guess is he's as scared on some level as you are, if not more so. But he's also a young man, and that macho kind of thing comes in, and, you know, you can't tell me what to do, and, you know, I don't want to be a mama's boy, and it's bad enough I'm still living at home. But if you can say, would you do this as a favor to me? Would you talk to somebody? And I think ask him if he wants a male or a female therapist, if he wants you to come. But rather than having him on his own and that extra $50 a week that he's paying you, pay toward a therapist, because he at least needs to understand himself better than he is. Because the image I get of your son is as a pinball that is careening off one side of the world and then the other, and he's just going back and forth, and there's no safe, calm place for him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right, that's what
it bounces through life.
Yeah, exactly. Stay with me if we need to talk about this a little bit more, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I was talking about her son that is displaying some scary characteristics that his father had, who suicided when her son was 19 years old. And first of all, it's a vulnerable age, I think, for anybody. And was your son demonstrating any of these characteristics before his dad suicided?
Some of the behavioral characteristics were the same, but there wasn't, of course, drinking or anything like that at the time. Some of the other things, like believing things that other people didn't necessarily believe, but he wasn't in a position where he was running his friends off before his dad died.
Have you said to him, can we talk about your friends? I'm not judging, I'm just being concerned.
Well, while I was on hold, I was contemplating, I know I should have spoken to him, and I was contemplating why I haven't yet. And I think it's because of his volatile nature, because yeah. I'm super sensitive to it because my husband, I'm like avoidant of that behavior. And I've realized that he behaves a lot the same way. He just, mm-hmm. you know, he yells. And I think I've been avoiding the conversation because I don't like the feeling I get.
Okay, but that may be a place to start. You have a different responsibility, if that's a fair word, to a grown-up husband as opposed to a somewhat immature son, and which is not, and I'm not being unsympathetic, because your stomach's going to hurt no matter what, but saying that to your son, saying, maybe I should have talked to your dad more about this, but when I wanted to talk with him about my concerns, what he would do is yell at me, and I, you know me, I'm a conflict-averse person, and I don't want to make the same mistake with you, that this isn't fun for me to talk about, I want to pretend everything's fine, but you're my son, I love you dearly, I'm not judging you, I'm just concerned, and you're an adult, and hopefully we can have a conversation about this, and you can help me understand, or I can help you understand, and I'm not your enemy in this, and anything that you decide to do in terms of getting help or not getting help, I'll have to accept. But if we can talk about it, at least you know that, number one, I'm concerned. Number two, I'm your ally, not your enemy. And number three, that you're not alone in this.
Right. That makes a lot of sense, talking to him like an adult. I think he feels like a kid still because he's living at home and,
yeah.
and all that
yeah.
stuff. And so I guess when I speak to him, he takes it more as an offense, like I'm being his mommy and not...
Well, but he can't have it both ways. And he wants
right.
to have it, which is certainly not making him unusual, that, okay, I want to live here. What's in my best interest to have you pay the rent and buy my food and put gas in my car and pay my phone bill, then it's okay. And when you try and tell me what to do, you know, I'm not a child. You can't talk to me that way. So,
right.
And that's why I'm saying in a medium run, maybe not long run, but in the medium run, him not living there is probably going to be better for both of you. It's just too unstable a situation for either of you right now. And if you said to him, I need for you to move out, he's going to view it as rejection. You're going to feel like if
right.
anything happens, it's my fault. He's going to be further isolated. So unfortunately, something that will very likely benefit both of you hugely in the long run isn't feasible right now. But it's certainly something that you could say to him, you know, we're moving in this direction so that you can be more independent. You don't have to feel like you're under... You know, that you're living at home anymore. But for right now, let's take advantage of the fact that you are living here, that you are my kid, that I do see you on a day-to-day basis, and figure out what I can do to help you here. Not because you can't help yourself, but because all of us need help sometimes. And I may need help in not being so conflict-aversive, not sort of worrying about how my stomach's going to feel or whether you're going to yell at me. Maybe I have to put on my big girl pants, too.
Right.
But I think it, not talking about it is, there's no wrong thing to say. The only wrong thing is saying nothing at this point, I think. Don't you?
Okay. Yes, that makes sense. I've just been afraid. I went through a horrible depression after my husband's yeah. death as well. So I don't feel like I emulated that well for him or.
And you can say that to him. You can say, okay, you know, I didn't do a great job of tending to you. I see if I can tell the story without giving away any particular. I knew a famous suicide very well, and was part of the family structure, not the first tier, but second or third tier. And at one point, was talking to one of the suicide's children, who was furious and said, "My parent didn't take care of me." And I said, well, you lost a parent, they lost a spouse. And expecting someone to rise to the challenge at that moment is understandable, but not very realistic. So that's one of the problems about any death, but certainly suicide being a voluntary death, which is almost impossible for human beings to accept, that we cling so desperately to life and we imbue life with such importance, whether it is or not. I don't think cows have the same problem, but then I've never been a cow, so I don't know. But as human beings, we fight to stay alive. We do antibiotics. We wear our seatbelts. We try and eat reasonable food. We want to live long lives. And so the idea that somebody would voluntarily stop living is such an affront to our worldview that it's almost unthinkable for us. And we get
right.
completely upended, not only for how did we miss the signals? What was our responsibility? Could we have saved that person? Which is about ego. But it's also about, wait a minute, if that life didn't mean that much to that person, does my life really mean anything to me? So it's one of those awful reflective things. And it's so uncomfortable and so painful that we just don't deal with it. And as you say, there's shame associated with it. There's guilt associated with it. And there are all these unthinkable feelings that we're left with and really nobody to talk to about it. And when it happens in a family structure, the idea that everybody can be there for everybody else, doesn't happen all that easily or well or frequently under ordinary circumstances. And when it's a suicide, as you point out, it just is much more tainted than any other kind of death. So, but it's okay. This is, you know, this is not, we're not doing things as this is not a dress rehearsal. You can go to him and say, hey, look, I didn't do a great job at this point. This is, you know, my particular feeling as a parent and as a person is I don't want to have conflict, but you're my kid. I love you. I got to step up big girl pants at this moment. I should have been there more for you 6 years ago. I can't undo it, but I can say now. And even though I'm not trying to be your mom, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but I care about you enormously. I wasn't there for you very much then. I need to be for you now. I'm not your enemy, you know, yada, yada. And if you want to, I mean, in you know, a half hour, you can go to drjoy.com and download the podcast, and so you can play it for him or for yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pat, thank you so much for your help. I really do.
Okay, well, good luck. And for anybody who's feeling like, oh, wow, you know, the world is not a very good place, think about alternatives. Think about getting yourself some help. Understand it's a long-term solution to a short-term problem, that there is that sense of hopelessness with suicide by definition, but it doesn't have to be that way. It really doesn't. Okay, so give yourself at least a shot. All right, Deb, thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, if there's anything I can do going forward, or you know, you can give your kid my number and he can yell at me if he wants to.
Okay. All right.
I'm not particularly conflict aversive. I'm not crazy about it, but you know, it's part of what we do in this life. Just think of all you guys yelling at me. No, you don't really yell at me. All right. Deb, thanks for your call. All righty. 855-993-7569. Well, that's how we started off the program today. I guess, you know, we never know. So Jacob is filling in today for me. Because last week was a tough week. That Jake, do you want to talk about your cousin at all or not?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Because we talked about Jake actually asked me a question. I don't know what 4 or 5 months ago, because he had a cousin who was in this 37, 38, something like that.
Yep. No, he was 32, I believe.
Was he? I keep doing that. I think my friend was 37 or 38 when he died. Of a cousin who was very ill, and we talked about how to help him. And I asked Jake yesterday, because Jake had been doing his mural about what was going on, and was it JT? Was that his name?
TJ.
TJ, close.
Mm-hmm.
Actually died last week, and Manny had a loss last week, so it was a tough week. So thank you for coming in and helping out today.
Yep, no problem.
And so... That's how we start off the program. Look, some days are going to be all about giggles and some days are not. That's the thing about being a psychologist, is that some day, you know the song Some Days Are... I always thought the song was Some Days Are Diamonds, Some Days Are Pearls. And I thought, well, but I like both. That's not the song. The song Some Days Are Diamonds, Some Days Are Stones. Right?
Yeah.
If you think about it, a diamond and a stone are exactly the same thing. It just takes a little pressure and a lot of time. But I thought, well, pearls are nice, too. It's actually it's National Moon Day. The full moon was last night, which was a spectacular moon. But it's probably part of the reason that that's how we start off today's program. Full moon. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
So I got invited to a lecture about Alexander Hamilton last night at the New York Historical Society, which is a place that I've walked by a gazillion times because it's right across the street from Central Park, and never gone in. And because the play Hamilton is just getting so much publicity, and tickets are literally four figures. Don't worry about it. It's impervious to caste, and it will be around for a very long time. As someone said, it'll be around as long as Cats, and Cats, I think, is the longest running musical, and it's now coming back. So don't worry. You'll see Hamilton eventually. If I were you, I wouldn't pay four figures for the tickets unless you have money to burn, at which point I have a foundation you could send it to. But the point being, it's about Alexander Hamilton, and it was a very reassuring kind of lecture because he said that that people, that the founding, the United States, when the founding fathers, when Alexander Hamilton set up the Treasury, and he went through great detail about why Alexander Hamilton was so brilliant, that we had really brilliant minds and about 3 million people in the country. We now have about 300 million, and maybe people not so bright. On the other hand, that people don't shoot each other, that Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr were not the only people in the government who were involved in a duel. There was another signer of the Declaration of Independence who was killed. And apparently Thomas Jefferson was actually involved in a duel. It was illegal, but nobody prosecuted it. So we can talk more about that. But it was a very reassuring kind of thing and really made you appreciate Hamilton a lot. And they had the dueling pistols. I'll tell you about it. I'll tell you more about it in a bit. Let me tell you about this day in history, just because it was an interesting day in history. Because it was supposedly the date, yesterday was the day of the Great New York Fire, which I actually talked with one of the docents about. In this day in 1885, the Football Association legalizes professionalism under pressure from the British Football Association. There you go. The Ford Motor Company shipped its first car on this day in 1903. There you go. And recalled it the next day. I just made that up. It's not true. In 1932... In Washington, police fired tear gas on World War I veterans as part of the bonus expeditionary force who attempt to march to the White House. See, even then we were having fusses with one another. In 1934, labor unrest in the U.S., police in Minneapolis fire upon truck drivers during the Minneapolis Teamster strike in 1934, killing two and wounding 67. In 1934, the West Coast waterfront strike, Seattle police fire tear gas and Club 2000 striking longshoremen. So the 1930s were not a good time for labor and management in this country. In 1938, the Department of Justice files suit against the motion picture industry, charging violations of the Sherman Antitrust Act in regards to the studio system. The case would eventually result in a breakup of the industry in 1948, but it took 10 years, took a decade. In 1940, California opens its first freeway, which was not coincidental with the fact that Ford shipped its first car. They were still all backed up on the freeway. In 1944, Adolf Hitler survives an assassination attempt. In 1968, on this day, the Special Olympic Summer Games were held at Soldier Field in Chicago. In 1969, Apollo 11's crew successfully makes the first manned landing on the moon in the Sea of Tranquility. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin became the first humans to walk on the moon. Remember what they said? One small step for man, one large leap for mankind.
I think so.
In 76, Viking 1 landed successfully on Mars. So think about it. You know, only 7 years between landing on the moon and, although we didn't put people on Mars. Well, except Matt Damon, but that doesn't count. In 1977, the CIA releases documents under the Freedom of Information Act revealing it engaged in mind control experiments. CIA has not had an easy time in the last several years. So there you go. Alrighty. So it's also National Lollipop Day. I don't even know what that means. Although I had a cheesecake lollipop. Have you ever had those?
No.
I was at a restaurant last week for a strategy meeting with Rice, and it was David Burke's restaurant. It was called Fabric. It's a new one. It's very noisy. It's great food, but very noisy. And they come out in this little like tree shaped thing. It almost looks like a kitty scratch thing, you know, with a little thing sticking out, like a pole with a little thing sticking out. And they have, it looks like a lollipop. It has a cardboard stem and then a little round circle that is dipped in. The one I had, of course, was dipped in chocolate with cream with the cheesecake in between, in the middle. Pretty
wow.
Good. Yeah. So there you go. I was sharing with Jake I didn't invent it. I found a new recipe for Alfredo, which is instead of cooking the sauce separately from the pasta, you cook it all in a frying pan. You just put in the butter and the garlic, and then you put in some milk and some water, and just put the raw noodles in and bring it to a boil and simmer it. It's a very nice flavor, and one of the first of all, you don't dirty as many pans, and second of all, it's just kind of a nicer way of doing it. It never would have occurred to me. And then you can add whatever. This one I added chicken and broccoli, but I think next time I'm going to do cashews and olives. But, I mean, Alfredo sauce is kind of decadent, let's face it. Right?
Yep.
But if you could do it in one pan, it takes away some of the calories, right?
I think so.
Thanks for going along with me on that, Jay.
Yeah.
All righty, 855-993-7569. So as I mentioned, when I saw Hamilton down at the Public Theater, which is where it originated, they had the statue of Aaron Burr and Alexander Hamilton in dueling positions that are life-size. And they had them across the room from one another downtown. When they were at the Historical Society, they were the real distance that they were apart. And I actually paced it off. From one guy's foot to the other guy's foot was about 7 feet. But each of the dueling pistols is just about a foot long. So if you do it from muzzle to muzzle, it's about 5 feet. No, I mean, and understand that Hamilton missed Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr's life was ruined because he killed Hamilton, who died the next day. Hamilton supposedly was suicidal. That this was the same place that his son had died in a duel 3 years to the day earlier. That he supposedly listed his pistol in the air rather than shooting at Aaron Burr. He decided he didn't want to kill the vice president. And he wore glasses. And I asked a question of the lecturer, who was great. And I said, how come he's wearing glasses in that? And he had a great, he said that Aaron Burr probably didn't need to wear glasses ordinarily, but because his second had chosen for him to face east where the sun was rising, that actually if he was facing east, the sun would have been setting. So this guy maybe misspoke. It just occurred to me. He said east where the sun was rising. No, that is right. The sun does rise in the east. That Alexander Hamilton asked if he could wear the glasses to cut down the glare. But I had heard that he took his glasses off so he couldn't see. Who knows? None of us were there. But a fascinating part of history. All right. But at least, as said, we don't shoot each other when we don't like the candidates anymore. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. Yeah. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.